breaking news this afternoon. The House, we've all been watching carefully on Capitol Hill as the House was debating the telework bill. This was a bill that they rejected because of bizarre stuff earlier. Of course, we've learned this week that the OPM survey showed that only 10% of federal employees telework, and 12% say they're not interested at all. Things going to change. And joining us, Federal News Radio's Max Kakis. Essentially, this bill is important because it changes. All of a sudden, telework is sort of default that you can telework unless somebody can justify why you can't.
Yeah, that's right, Chris. This is the bill, and we should tell our listeners that the bill 1722, the Telework Improvements Bill, was just approved within the last half hour by a vote of 290 to 131. 290 to 131. This is the bill that would expand teleworking in the federal government and allow more, or at least encourage agencies to allow more federal workers to telework unless they have a job that really compels them not to that they can't do.
You're a park ranger. You work at the National Zoo. You
right.
probably can't telework if you're working at the National Zoo.
That's
something,
right.
Maybe you work in radio. Hard to telework if you're working in radio.
That's right. And so this is the bill that was sponsored by Maryland Congressman John Sarbanes. He was the main author of the bill, and some interesting. What we're trying to do now is to confirm that there were or were not some amendments to this bill that were passed in the House Rules Committee last night, because they took it through this procedure this time so that it would get a full vote, as opposed to requiring a two-thirds majority like
defeated.
It did last time.
Right. This got defeated, even though it had a majority of House members, in fact, close to two-thirds.
Right.
But it was a couple votes short of the two-thirds necessary.
That's
because
right.
of a whole procedural thing that we don't really care about.
Right. So we're in the middle of trying to determine the extent of the amendments that were or were not approved at this point, and whether the amendments were of a substantive nature. That will determine whether they'll need to take the bill to a conference committee with the Senate, which has already approved a telework
right.
bill. Be interesting to see where this goes. But at least for now, a victory for supporters of telework in the House of Representatives.
Federal News Radio's Max Kakis. Max will have more. He's following all the details. He'll have much more tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris, so you can get the full report as we dig through all the details. But your top line, the House passes the telework bill. So as I say, we'll have much more both tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive and, of course, online, federalnewsradio.com. Thank you, Max.
Thank you.